Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
It is 5:07 on the 17th day of April. 78 degrees outside, but could have some rough weather rolling our way tonight. Let's get to it. Let's check out the Wednesday afternoon Drive at 5. President Joe Biden promising to keep U.S. Steel in American hands. Says he also wants to cut down on what he says are unfair Chinese trade practices, as he was in Pittsburgh today touting his record of creating jobs and expanding manufacturing. The address, the United Steelworkers headquarters, was his second speech in Pennsylvania in as many days on the economy. He'll be in Philadelphia tomorrow. Yesterday, it was Scranton. The bottom line is, I'm president because of you guys, said Biden to a group of union members holding United Steelworkers signs. I'm proud to be the most pro-union president in American history, he said. The United Steelworkers recently endorsed the president for re-election, and a group of about 20 of them had an opportunity to meet Biden privately before his speech downtown. It has been 2 years since two teenage boys were killed in a mass shooting at a house party, Northside Airbnb, and yet still, information and answers are pretty rare. That early morning shooting at Easter of 2022 killed Jaden Brown and Matthew Steffi Ross, both 17. 9 other people were wounded by gunfire. Others were hurt jumping from second-story windows in an effort to escape the rain of bullets. Investigators have estimated some 200 people were at that party, some of them young adults, many of them teenagers. And police also estimate that 100 rounds were fired inside and outside that Sweetsman Street home, which was divided into two Airbnb units. They say the evidence suggests there were multiple guns involved, including at least one AR-15-style weapon. Consortium of 8 Western Regional Hospitals and more than 400 doctors who collaborate in improving care and tamping down healthcare costs is suing Aetna Network Services for breach of contract. They're alleging the health insurance giant is tucking extra costs into their agreement that boosts Aetna's plan enrollment. Bridges Health Partners is a Marshall-based nonprofit. They filed a one-count civil lawsuit in Allegheny Common Pleas Court Tuesday seeking declaratory and injunctive relief, and cites multiple breach of contract claims in a three-year agreement that was signed in 2023. Officials from the Hartford-based insurer declined to comment on the lawsuit. Now, Independence Health System, Washington Health System, St. Clair Health, and McCandless-based Physicians Practice Genesis Medical Associates Incorporated all use Bridge Health to try to reduce medical costs while improving overall care by better managing the delivery of care in doctors' offices, hospitals, nursing homes, and in other facilities as well. Checking national news at this hour, the divided party and pressure to act perhaps is part of the reason why House Speaker Mike Johnson rolled out three bills today to provide assistance to, one, Israel, two, Ukraine, and three, Taiwan, with the hope of holding the final votes on Saturday. These bills represent a major test of his ability to navigate what is a difficult political and global challenge that has a very thin majority right now in the House. As it comes to Johnson, the Republican from Louisiana, he also is facing a serious threat to his gavel from Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie. Now, Johnson's biggest challenge is Ukraine funding, an issue that has bitterly divided the GOP. He has been squeezed by conservative security folks who want to help Ukraine fend off Russia's aggression, but at the same time empowered isolationist wing that is feeding off former President Donald Trump's criticism of NATO and prior Ukraine aid measures as well. The UAE says cloud seeding did not take place before the floods in Dubai. The National Center of Meteorology, a government task force responsible for cloud seeding missions in the United Arab Emirates, said that it had not carried out the weather modification technique in the run-up to the heavy storms that caused flooding in places like Dubai. The organization saying that it did not dispatch pilots for seeding operations before or during the storm that hit the UAE on Tuesday. Now, the deputy director general of the National Center of Meteorology said the agency did not conduct any seeding operations during this event. On Tuesday, the country experienced an extremely heavy downpour with more than 10 inches of rainfall in the Emirate of Al Ain, according to the figures, and more than about 5 inches of rainfall in places like Dubai. Annual rainfall, by the way, averages between basically you're looking at 7 to 10 inches for an entire year is the average there. How about the gold heist in Toronto at the airport that now has resulted in charges? Police say 9 people facing charges in what authorities are calling the biggest gold theft in Canadian history as it was ripped off at Toronto's Pearson International Airport. Peel Regional Police saying that 6,600 gold bars worth about $14.5 million, as well as foreign currencies valuing almost $2 million, were taken in the heist. The gold was melted down and used to purchase illegal firearms, according to police. Those charged include an Air Canada warehouse employee, a former Air Canada manager who gave police a tour of cargo of the facility after the theft, and a jewelry store owner has also been charged. This story is a sensational one, which probably, we jokingly say, belongs in a Netflix series, said the Peel Regional Chief of Police after the charges came down. The Senate voted to dismiss the first two articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the first step in ending its trial over the handling of the U.S.-Mexican border. Democrats said the article, which charged Mayorkas to, quote, willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law, end quote, is unconstitutional. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called votes to dismiss two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas after senators are sworn in as jurors, a move that could scuttle the trial and frustrate Republicans who have demanded House prosecutors be able to make their case. Democrats appear to be united in opposition to moving forward with it. And basketball superstar Caitlin Clark has broken yet another record as her jersey with her new pro team, the Indiana Fever, is topping the best-selling list for jerseys and sales of them after the draft. The 22-year-old has had quite a year shattering records on the court for the Iowa Hawkeyes and boosting women's basketball viewership earlier in the week. No surprise when she was selected overall number one. Now it turns out her Fever jersey with the number 22 is already the top earning jersey ever for a draft pick. That according to licensed sportswear retailer Fanatics. The website said it was sold out of its initial batch of jerseys, but pre-orders were still available, and they are expected to restock and ship those coming up in August. That wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the 17th day of April. It's 5:15.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.